Okay. Now, what do you call a male breeding animal?
Well, a male breeding. You mean literally?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a jackass.
Mm-hmm. That's an example. And also, let's apply it to a bull. What do you call the bull? I mean, like if you're just thinking of it maybe in slang terms, you might say, well, the bull is
bull.
Okay. How about with horses?
Oh, a stallion.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's very good. Now, you would say that a stallion is a
horse.
And if there were more than one, well, then there are several
horses.
Okay. Have you ever had any? You have one right now, don't you?
We have a horse.
Uh-huh. And what breed is it?
It's female. It's a...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just a minute. Okay. Now we're talking about a certain word again. We're going to use this word in some sentences. Okay. It's something that we do with a horse. If we're having some pleasure with it, we might say, did you ever
ride?
Say that one more time.
Ride
a horse. Yes, yesterday I
rode
one in the field. As a matter of fact, I have
ridden
horses most of my life. Okay, now if a person were riding a horse and he wasn't very good at riding horses, and he had trouble with his balance, you might say he was riding a mean horse and he fell.
Oh,
okay, that's very good. And applying the same thing, maybe this same person has a little trouble at nights. He's a restless sleeper or something, and let's say he has a bunk bed or something and he's having trouble staying in that bed. So one night he fell
down or off.
Right. Okay, now what do you call the footwear that we nail on to the bottoms of?
Horseshoe.
Right. And if you had more than one, you would have several.
Shoe. A shod.
Right. I mean, using that first word, making it plural, you would have
shoes.
And what kind of shoes?
Horses.
Okay, and say that together.
Shoe.
All together now, both terms.
Horses, shoe.
No.
Horse, shoe.
Okay, now say that together.
Then,
like if you had more than one, you would have several.
Horses.
No, we're still talking about the footwear.
Shoes.
We have several. What kind of what?
Horse, shoes.
Right, okay. And do you use these for anything else?
Yes.
Okay.
When they're taken off, they can be used as horseshoes for pitching.
Right. Okay, now, what do you call the part of the horse that you put these shoes onto?
The feet.
And it's called something else?
Hoof.
Right. And if you had more than one, you would have several.
Hooves.
Right. Okay, now, do you have any terms for male sheep? Any terms that come to mind?
Male. They are called I cannot think. The male, they are called
If you can't think,
I just cannot think.
Okay. How about, can you think of anything for female sheep?
Yes.